This is 1905.
I got a sleeper check and then a priority. What's going on?
I wasn't sure if my thing was working or not, so I changed the whatever. Maybe I shouldn't have done that, but either way, what I have is a gentleman sleeping in the back, and I've went back twice and verbally tried to get him to awaken, and he makes a little bit of noise and then doesn't move, and he's now just ignoring me, I guess.
Okay, so they're alert now, or they're just sleeping? I know we're not medical experts, but it doesn't seem to be something we would really need medical for, right? Just sleeping or intoxicated or just not wanting to get off the bus?
Sleeping or not wanting to get off the bus. He doesn't appear to be in medical distress.
Okay, I copy. Technically, there's nothing against them sleeping on the bus. So, I can get a supervisor to meet up with you at some point en route, and they can talk with the person and see if they can figure out where they're wanting to go or what's going on. But since they're not breaking any rules or the law, our hands are kind of tied on what we can do. So what I recommend is just go and take your belongings with you and take your recovery time. And if they're still on the bus when you are to leave, just continue in service, and we'll try and get someone to meet you en route. If they happen to get off the bus before a supervisor can talk with them, just send me a ready for service and we'll call them off, okay?
Well, I'm at the Gateway Transit Center right now, and he's laying down in the back of the bus, okay?
I know. I see you're at Gateway, so I understand. We'll get one to you as soon as we can, but that's the procedure we'll need to follow. If the supervisor doesn't make it to you before your departure time, just continue in service, and then we'll have them meet you en route somewhere. 1905. And no response at 1352.